Attention, soldiers! This is Hawkeye News! Bravo, Bravo, Sam! Incoming! Report for duty now!
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. David A. Hughes is an author and senior lecturer of international relations at the University of Lincoln in the UK. His most recent book is entitled Wall Street and Nazis. On this edition of Hawkeye News, you'll hear a couple of excerpts of an interview he did recently with James Grundvig on Rumble about the elite technocracy Nazi connections.
Technocracy is an ideology which goes back to the 1930s and the era of the Great Depression and seeking to find an alternative system to capitalism and the unpredictable booms and busts and so on. And so originally it was based on the idea of pricing everything according to the energy cost of production and usage. It's all about the scientific management of society, creating greater efficiencies and so on. And in principle, that sounds nice. Now, the problem is that over the course of the subsequent century, this idea has morphed into ideas about scientific dictatorship in the mid-20th century. It's involved huge infusions of funding from the Rockefeller Foundation into China since the 1970s. That's partly behind the rise of China. And this has led to what Ian Davis refers to as China being the world's first technate, i.e. the first proof that technocracy can be rolled out in an entire country, and indeed the world's most populous country. So I think what we're faced with now is a project to take that model, which has been proven to work, and to roll it out across the entire West as well, and essentially to globalize it. However, I will just add, it is a form of totalitarianism. I do have quite a significant background and grounding educationally in the Nazi past, and I never for one moment thought that that would be relevant to the 2020s. Unfortunately, it turns out to be central. We're living in very precarious times now. They've really went for it very, very strongly with the psychological warfare in 2020 and 2021. But I think increasingly more and more people are getting wise to what they're up to, what these technocratic totalitarian agendas are all about. And the resistance is mounting incrementally every day. So I think they're in real trouble and we just have to hold our ground.
In this next excerpt, Hughes explains the Nazi connections to Ukraine.
I'm going to have quite a long piece about Ukrainian connections to Nazism coming out on my Substack in the coming weeks and months. It's dhughes.substack.com. What you find is that when you go back many, many decades, there were elements within Ukraine that were fighting alongside and on behalf of some of the worst elements of Nazi Germany during the War of Annihilation in the East, participating in some of the worst war crimes. Now, all of that history has to be swept under the carpet when you get to the 21st century and attempts to pit the Ukraine against Russia. And it's involved open promotion of Nazi elements within the Ukraine, of which the Azov Battalion is only the most notable. But this whole kind of flag waving for Ukraine and so on, it's, I mean, if only people knew, political opposition has been banned within Ukraine. These Nazi elements have great influence within the military there. So there's a lot of very dark stuff going on in Ukraine, which is relevant to this. But certainly, once you understand the kind of pro-Nazi preferences, shall we say, of this totalitarian transnational ruling class, none of this should come as any surprise.
You may recall that one of Putin's stated goals was to denazify Ukraine. You can find the complete interview with David Hughes, done by James Grundvig, on Rumble, or visit the David A. Hughes Substack for a free download of his book, COVID-19, Psychological Operations and the War for Technocracy, Volume 1. What can we do to stop all these liars and murderers? What say ye?
The answer to tyranny is to fear God and keep his commandments. They say the truth will make you free. Until you get the truth, you're not free. So here's the law to fix the problem. With doctors, politicians, lawyers, preachers, pharmaceuticals, police, media, teachers, governments, here it is. You do not lie or you will.
Thank you for listening to BBSRadio.com News. I'm Sam Ray.